you guys need.
So we need a.
So first, we're going to need a roll call.
The meeting of the July 27 Executive Search Committee. Roll call. Lynn, not present. Guacawala.
Present.
Levinston.
Present.
Tarosky.
Present.
Ward, not present. Rodriguez.
Present.
Elison.
Present.
So just the normal reminders for this one, that's audio of the non-exempt portion of the meeting recorded for our website. So anything we're saying in this open session right now will be recorded. I think we've already got you all set up, your microphones on mute, your speakers on mute. So we're running this through a speaker up on the podium, and you'll hear anyone, if there was someone speaking from the outside, you hear it through the speakers above us. The committee is also subject to FOIA, so the three members of the committee need to, whenever you get together, you can't have any direct communication unless you're in an official meeting. Run everything through Jennifer if you have any questions. She can distribute information to all members. And if there's public comments, I think we're planning to take this during the regular commission meeting, if there was ever someone that wanted to public comment. So what we have to do on all these is advertise these as public meetings, a committee meeting. And so we'll try to, you'll talk about schedule as part of your committee and we'll figure out what we do. So that's where we are. And I think at this point, between the three committee members who are sitting over there, you need to decide who's going to chair this committee moving forward. So arm wrestle, draw straws, however you want to do it.
Well, I nominate Willie.
I'll
second.
There
okay.
You go.
Willie's chair.
Willie, congratulations.
Didn't have much say on that one. Motion to put a nomination. You got the wrong seat today.
Right between them. That's a good place.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chair, I included a review of the proposed schedule and sort of the process going forward. So I think you all have this the search committee note page to talk about the process. So essentially, as we look at the idea of how this might maybe move forward, today you'd be reviewing the proposals that we have forwarded sent to you before. If you decide you want to select one of the firms based on qualifications, you can do that. Amy Murphy's here to help you through that process. She is chief of procurement. Make sure that we stay out of trouble on that end. All three of these firms have existing contracts that we can ride on within the Commonwealth, so we don't have to do any more advertising or anything else to do that. And then I've listed basically with each commission meeting of this body, whether it's before or after, you can decide. You could do it after today because of ribbon cutting, but that's up to you, and it's also up to whether or not the search committee firm that you choose is available to do that. I'm sure they will be, because that's the kind of business they do, is make sure that they're available for folks to meet with. If we do it in this format, they don't necessarily have to be here. They can Zoom in if they need to, but I'm guessing they may want to meet with you each time you meet, so we'll see how that goes. I think if we follow this process, it gives us plenty of time for them to work with you to establish, review the job description, make sure you know what you're looking for, talk to you and the rest of the commission about what they're looking for in the next general manager. They'll put together some sort of brochure to advertise the solicitation. Then they'll reach to all their networks and start spreading the word about looking for candidates. They'll talk about how they'll do some preliminary screening to narrow the field down, keep you updated as they do that, and then ultimately finally get to the point where you're ready to do some real interviews at whatever number. I think Vishnu pointed out that 8 was a lot last time. So ideally the firm would narrow it down to a reasonable number of 2 or 3 of the top candidates that you want to interview. But that's
That was 2 days worth of heavy interviewing.
That was a lot. Awesome. Yeah, so you got Vishnu and Rick were both.
That was my first experience with HRSD.
Only two commissioners that have been through this process. So if that's okay, then what has to happen at the beginning of each meeting is you have to go into closed session. So you've got notes there about what the exemption is. Today's exemption is really to award the contract. The future one will be discussion of personnel that we've got an exemption for as well. So you go into closed meeting, everyone else needs to, who isn't invited in, leaves. I don't think we have to worry about that because I think everybody in the room is people we're working with at the moment. And then at some point when you're ready to discuss candidates and you want to throw me out as well, that's fine. So we'll just get to that point when we get there. Any questions, concerns, problems? Yeah. Okay, so I think with that, I'll turn it over to you to take us into closed meeting. Item 5.
Okay. In accordance with section 2.2-3712A of the Code of Virginia, a motion is needed to go into closed session for discussion of award of a public contract for executive improvement services as provided in Virginia's Code 2-2-3711-A1. Is there a motion for approval?
Yes.
Is there a second?
There is a second.
Here, no further discussion. We will now vote on the motion. All in favor say aye. Are those opposed say yes. Yes, your call for your name.
Nope, it's the commission.
Commissioner Rodriguez?
Yes.
Commissioner Jaworski?
Yes.
And Commissioner Livingston?
Yes. Okay, so we're in closed session.
So it's a section 2.2-3712 of the Code of Virginia. We would now have a roll call vote certified that best of each commissioner's member's knowledge. One, only public business matters lawfully accepted from the open meeting required under this chapter. Two, only such public business matters as were identified in the motion by the closed meeting was convened, were heard, discussed, or considered. Any commissioner who believed that there was departure from these two requirements shall so state prior to vote, indicated the substance of the departure. Please say yes if you agree that there were no exemptions from Mrs. Cassio called.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Jaworski?
Yes.
Livingston?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Next committee meeting is scheduled for August 3rd at 2:30 p.m. Since there is no further business, this meeting is